repeat and repeat my mind what discussion is going on. And if anything else will come in your mind just after hearing Harikatha and repeating that thing, then it may be that it will go out of your heart. In the evening, before, in the evening, before going to sleep, you can remember all these things and try to make it yours. I have given for yours. So you should try to. Or do daily. What Maharaj told that day of this. Try to note down your heart. So we are discussing very high things. We have told up to bhav. Especially Shuddha Sattva Vishesha Atma. Prem Sujjan Susamyabha. Ruchabhi Chitnam Asin. Oh, very, very high. I think that there are so rare devotees who can explain all these things. Very rare in this world. So you should try to hear very, very carefully. Bhakti is very rare. That bhakti which we follow, it not nirguna, nirupadhi, but sopadhi. Very rare can practice that bhakti, bhava bhakti, raganuga bhakti. I want that you should enter in that. So by examples we will clarify gracefully. The barometer of bhakti is Uttama Bhakti definition. Anya bhilasita sunyam jnana karma adiyana britam anukullena krishna anushilam bhakti ruttam. Oh boy, Srinivas, you should stand up and explain its meaning. Stand up and Here. Come. Back. You should speak. Don't make me back. So some thought. Back. You can. As tomorrow, don't attack to pass for
Om Jnanatirandasya Jnananjanasalakya Chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai Shri Guruve Nama. So Gurudev has asked me to speak verse Anya Bilas Itasunyam Jnana Karma Jana Vritam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam
Anukulyena, not Anukulyena, Anukulyena.
Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Rutama. So this is the definition of bhakti given by Srila Rupa Goswami. The constant, unbroken flow of endeavors of the body, mind, words, and bhavs, which is meant for the benefit of Krishna. Here, what does it mean for the benefit of Krishna? Gurudev gives a very nice example that Chanur and Mustik were fighting with Krishna, and Krishna was very happy. He was fighting with them, right? But Chanur and Mustik, they did not have any devotional mood in their heart. And on the other hand, when Mother Yasoda was chasing Krishna with his stick, Krishna, he was very afraid. But Mother Yasoda was doing it for his benefit. Next it says, this bhakti should not be covered by jnana. There are three types of jnana. Tatparat again. This is Gyan concerning Bhagavan Shri Krishna. Then, Tvam Pratartha Gyan. This is knowledge concerning the Sarup of the Jeev. These two types of knowledge are to be accepted. But the third type, Jeev Brahm Aikya Gyan, which is the knowledge of oneness with Brahma, Brahm, is to be rejected. Then it says also, it should not be covered by any type of karma or adi. Adi is like mystic yoga and other things, like mood, different things like this. This bhakti should also be devoid of any other desire except the desire to completely satisfy Krishna.
Thank you. Very good explanation and what ucharan, pronunciation too. I want that all voice should be like. I became very happy that our teacher Prabhu, he is teaching good way. I think that there will be jewel in future, all these students. So, I'm very happy. I want that all boys should be like, very strong. Always remember one thing, Brahmachari Jar Sannyasi, that snake that I told, poisonous, black. Oh, he should not come here and black and bite. Always. I fear from that. It attacked also to Narada. But Narada was very tricky. He ran away and he went to Vaikunth, Goluk, Vrindavan. Oh, and that could not go. This snake could not go. Otherwise, he will catch anyone. Now, this Uttama Bhakti about, we have discussed so many things. Now, I want that you should also know by examples. Perhaps you have heard or not, I don't know. Any Indian boy, must he know. They know all these things. There was a high class of Rishi, Dadhichi Muni. When Bhitasur became very furious and began to destroy everything, then Indra went to Brahma. What to do now? Don't hesitate. You should at once go to Dadhichi Muni and ask his bone. He should give him his lifetime. How it will? You should go. He knows everything. They went. Indra went there. And he prayed that we want your bone. He began to laugh. All demigods like so. Self-interest only. They don't know how much pain will be to me. Anyhow, he was ready and he told that you should bring so many cows. And he took yogurt and chini, sugar. And he
made his whole body.
And cows began to
lick.
Until only bone was there. How this painful. But he did. But we don't take as a bhakt. Like a karmi, sat karmi. This is sat karmi, not bhakti. He may have to go to a heavenly planet only, not more than that. You know, there was also a Shivi king. Shivi was doing so many Ashwamedh Yagya. And Indra saw that, he will take my all kingdom. And he will be Indra and I will have to go. he wanted to disturb. He became like a Baj Pakshi,
eagle,
very powerful. And he made Dharma Raj a pigeon. And pigeon was flying, running, and Indra was falling. That artificial pigeon went in the lap of Shiva, and he was trembling and taking breath, high breath. Oh, at once Baj Pakshi came and told that, oh, this is my meal, joy. You should give this or you should give joy. He told that I cannot give. I may give my body, my everything, but I will not return, but because I am Saranagata. He surrendered to me. So I can give you anything. What you want? Oh, you should give your flesh, meat, equal to the weight of that pigeon. And at once a scale was brought. He took so much flesh from his thigh and it was given on the scale, but it came down. Then he cut his whole this leg and gave. Even not complete. Then he cut down his another. His two hands also. But even it was not complete. Then he himself was standing on the scale. At this, O Dharmaraj, pigeon and Indra, they came in form. And we want that we should give any boon for this. But don't take my kingdom, only this thing. Then he began to laugh. And then pigeon told that you are really embodiment of Dharma. And you will go to heavenly planets. Only to this. How painful and how this thing. But he did. But it is also satkarmi. Nothing, no relation with her. You know Maharaj Harishchandra. He sold his wife and son Rohitashwa, and he also sold himself to a doom. Why? Vishwamitra was a very high class of devotee, serving Ram so much. He wanted that Harishchandra, in Harishchandra Vansh Parampara, dynasty. Will come Ramchandra. So he should be a pure bhakta. Why he is so satkarmi? So for this, he took his all kingdom and everything, and he had to sell all. And when he was guarding Smashan Bhumi, criminal, then a very poisonous snake bite his son. And then he was dead. In the night, his mother, Sabya, took it to crimination. But Harishchandra was there. Who is here? You cannot do anything without my tax. You should first pay the tax. In the meantime, lightning
flash.
And he said, this dead body is of my son and my wife is here. And he is crying bitterly. He was in dilemma what to do. But in the last he told, you'll have to pay some tax. There was nothing to pay. Then he took half of his belt that he was wearing. And then told that you should take. At once Dharmaraj and all came. And Vishwamitra also took. Rohitashwa will be the king. He will be sacked. At once it was sacked. And then he told that, I took everything, so now I am returning everything to you. Now you should go to jungle, forest, and have performance, meditation of God. But he is also Sapkarmi, not but he wanted. He is Pankrasin Vasi. So you should know, all these activities are like karma and other things. We should be very careful for this. Very, very careful. Then, you know, Ekalabya. There was a, what? Nishad. Your Nishad, you know? Hunters, like. Very black and very tall. Went to the school of Pandavas and Kauravas. The teacher was Dronacharya. And he requested that, oh Dronacharya, Gurudev, I want that you should teach me archery. He told, who is your father? He told, I cannot give you. Please return back. He could not understand why he is telling. But Dronacharya thought, oh, if I will give archery, then he will hack Arjun and he will try to kill him, even to Krishna. Because he knew. He was a perfect guru. Either by archery or other by devotion. Then, when he refused, then he returned back to a forest and made a statue of
Dronacharya.
And here, he was practicing. One day, Dronacharya with his all group, Kauravas and Pandavas, 105 devotees, he was coming. And at once a dog was barking. And at once, in a moment, they saw his mouth is full of arrows. And he cannot bark. Then, oh, who did this? All were in wonder. They went forward and saw that, oh, very big and very black person, Nishad, was practicing that. He told, he did like this. He did so that all the arrows went in his mouth, but no stretch anywhere. Oh, then Dronacharya told, oh, from whom you learned all these things? Oh, Gurudev, you are my Gurudev. I have learned from you. Then, oh, if I am your acharya, then give me some dakshina, donation. Because this is the thing, that when a devotee will be perfect, a student, he should pay some donation or dakshina. Oh, what you want, I will give you. Then, Dronacharya told that you should give your right hand thumb, by which it is done. At once, without delay, he cut his and gave it to Dronacharya. And he took it happily and went. Why he did so? He knew the mode of that bogus hunter. He knew that he will. And at last, what became? Though he was taken this, but even he was practicing, and he began to fight with Krishna and Arjuna. But Krishna took his chakra and at once he killed. So, some devotees, they keep their disciples' name, son's name, Ekalabya, but they are ignorant. You should not do. Ekalabya was not devotee. So, you should judge by what thing? Anya Abhilashita. This is the barometer of all these things, the version. Now come, Dhruva Maharaj. Tell some essence in 2 minutes, the life history of Dhruva. Or you can, oh, let them. There, no sense. So you should be ready for anything. And also be ready to have Oh, you feel wrong then?
Om Gyana Chavarandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksuran Militanjina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak a few words about Dhruva Maharaj and his bhakti measured against the verse Anyabhilasita Shunyam by Srila Rupa Goswami. So we know Dhruva Maharaj was a young boy, about 5 years old. He was the son of King Uttanapad. His mother's name was Suniti. And his stepmother's name, co-wife of his father, was Suruchi. These names were very indicative. Suniti means very nice behavior. Niti means behavior, codes of conduct. So she was Su, very good, a dharmic wife. But Suruchi, Ruchi means taste. She had nice material, she offered nice material pleasures to the king, so she became the favorite wife. And that boy, her son, was sitting on the lap one day of King Uttanapad. Dhruva came in and wanted also to sit on the lap of his father. But Suruchi said, no, you cannot sit there. In order for you to sit on the lap of your father, you must be born in my womb. So these words burned little Dhruva. He was Kshatriya. And he ran from the palace crying. He went to his mother. She said, yes, it's true, son. I am not the favorite wife. And he said, well, how can I get a kingdom like my father, and more than my father? She said, well, I have heard that God will fulfill all desires. And he said, good, where is this God? Where can I find him? He said, well, I've heard sages, they go to the forest to find God. So Dhruva, he went to the forest. There he was meditating very deeply. Lord Narayan sent Guru. Narad Muni came to this little boy. So one lesson here is that we should have this kind of determination. Dhruv means determined.
What we came after? After, yes. Narad Rishi's, yes, initiation, what became?
Yes, then after initiation, he took mantra from Narad very seriously. For 6 months he was practicing, more and more adding austerity, stopping eating, finally stopping breathing, so much he became so identified with his meditation that he was controlling universal breathing and stopping the breathing of the demigods. They were praying, O Lord Narayan, please save us. And Narayan appeared before Dhruva. So another lesson from this is that by our own effort we cannot become perfect. We will need the help of Guru. Another lesson is that Narada Muni has many types of disciples. So even he had a disciple like Dhruva who started out having some material desire. I want a kingdom greater even than that of my father, my grandfather, even my great-grandfather. His great-grandfather is Brahma. So even he wanted a planet greater. So even he had material desire, Narada gave him mantra. And at the end, when he had darshan of Lord Narayan, he was dumbstruck. As a little child, he became dumbstruck. And Lord Narayan touched him with his conch shell on the head, and then he offered beautiful prayers to the Lord, that now he felt very foolish, that he was looking for some broken pieces of glass when actually he was getting this beautiful jewel of the Lord, and he felt very shamed for having material desires. So we can judge by this verse, Anyabhilashita Shunyam, that he was not Anyabhilashita Shunyam. He had material desires. However, Anushilanam, he was Anu, he was Anugachi, he was under guidance of Guru. So this is mixed bhakti. It was karma mishra bhakti. Bhakti mixed with karma. And even though he gave up his fruitive desire at the end, still he had to accept the result, and he got a planet, a kingdom greater than his father. He got a Vaikuntha planet in this. First he had to serve for 30,000 years as king, 36,000 years as king, and then he was elevated to a planet greater than Brahma, but within this material universe. So, and also at the end of his reign of 36,000 years, when he was preparing to board the Vaikuntha airplane that was sent for him, he stopped, hesitated for a moment, and he looked around because he was asked, why are you hesitating? Oh, I'm wanting to know that my mother is all right, that she's also being benedicted. Oh,
without mother, I will not go there. My mother should go there.
My mother should also come with me, and or else I will not go. So then they said, oh, but you look ahead. See, she's already going ahead of you in the Vaikuntha airplane. So he was satisfied. So this also shows, even he was very exalted, very determined devotee, still some pinch of material attachment and desire was there even at that stage. So we should learn, this is in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, as the cantos progress, we will see in our journey how bhakti becomes more and more refined so that we can enter into the pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto. So we should take from Dhruva his determination how to follow the order of the Guru very strictly and chant mantra properly and get the Guru. But we should not follow keeping these material desires in our heart. Hare Krishna.
Do we want to be position of Dhruva and bhakti like him?
No, Shubhadev.
Why?
Because I want to be with you, Gurudev.
Oh, but I don't like.
You don't like me?
No, I don't like Dhruva bhakti.
You don't like Dhruva bhakti, then I don't like Dhruva bhakti either, Gurudev.
Oh, yes, sir. You have heard the life history of Dhruva Maharaj, written in Srimad Bhagavatam. You should know that it was not Arup Siddha Bhakti, neither it was Sangha Siddha. It was Swarup Siddha Bhakti. And his guru was highest class of Guru Narada Rishi. And that is why, due to the mercy of his guru, very soon in 6 months, before there is no record, even no record, that anyone can have in 6 months the darshan of Supreme Lord Narayana. But he saw. So his guru is very high and his nishtha was so strong. Even some came and told that, Narada himself came and told that, oh, some wild beast will eat you. You should go return back. And he told so many reasons that you should. Now we are very little, a small boy. Oh, you should not be like this. But I will have to meet with Hari, my brother. I must meet. Then Narada gave him. So his bhakti is not Arup Siddha neither. And Guru is also. But what was there? Anya Abhilash was there. And for that reason, without asking any boon, Naren appeared to him and told that, oh, you will be the king of whole universe, that whole prithvi, for 36 years. 36,000 years. 36,000 years. But repentance come at once, because the darshan of Krishna or Narayan is amogh, infallible. So something should be there. At once, by one glance of Narayan, is all these things went. But he was bound to be the king of, because he has given this boon. So now he always repenting. After this, if anyone is the disciple of any bona fide high class of Guru, by his majestic power, supreme power, he will go to not heavenly planets, but Vaikuntha Loka. But he had something worldly. Even attached, he was attached to her mother. Why? Like Shiksha Guru, that she has helped me. So, he was given that Vaikuntha Loka under is this Brahmanda. But one thing, why we don't like his bhakti, his position? Because he has some, at first he has like that, motive like that. I should be king. Sarang or Saranagati, হইবে যাহা তাহার প্রার্থনা নো আশ্রয় লইয়া ভজে কৃষ্ণ তারে নাহি তাজে আর সব লোক অকাল। হোয়াট ইজ দ্য মিনিং? আশ্রয় ইজ গুরুদেব, আশ্রয় শ্রীমতী রাধিকা ডিভোটি, দোজ হু উইল টেক শেল্টার অফ এনি বোনাফাইড গুরু। কৃষ্ণ তারে নাহি তাজে, হি উইল নট গিভ আপ, এনি হাউ হি উইল অ্যাকসেপ্ট, হি অ্যাকসেপ্টেড বাট ফ্রম ভেরি ফার অ্যাওয়ে, নো সার্ভিস টু কৃষ্ণ। What service he had in that lok, Dhruva lok? Only moon and sun and all planets are what surrounding him, moving in the center. So Dhruva lok always in north, always in north. That what is the meaning? This lok is in world. Material, but it is transcendental somewhat, the abhas of transcendental, not pure. So, he has no service. And bhakti means annabhilashita sunna anukullena krishna anusilanam. No krishna anusilanam. No service. So, high class of Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami, they reject. And that is why in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, this kind of bhakti of Dhruva had not been mentioned. He had begun from where? This Uttama Bhakti? From Jnani Bhakta. Then Shuddha Bhakta. Then Gyan Par Bhakta. Premi Bhakta. Prem Par Bhakta. Prematu Bhakta. Up to this, Bhakta. And after that, no Bhakta. All associates of parikar of Krishna. So, Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained all these things in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Without the help of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, you cannot be pure bhakti. Your bhakti cannot be pure because you cannot decide what is bhakti or not. So, I am giving classes only from that. You should know everything. Some mixing of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath. And that is why he is, Sanatana is guru of Srila Rupa Goswami. Now, Jnani Bhakta. What is definition of Jnani Bhakta? And who is Jnani Bhakta? What are the speciality and what are defects?
Om Jnana Jamindasya Jnananjana Slakya Chakshumitam Jnana Tajmai Sri Grey Nama Bairagi Yuk Patra Sampraya Patai Mamanam Vipshmandam Kripam Budhir Parduk Dukhi Sri Srimad Bhakti Vranta Nainam.
Have you given some direction to them?
So now we are at the stage of Jnani Bhakta. And here we will mention that this is in the verse Anukriyena Krishnanu Silanam and Anya Bilashita Sunyam, this Jnani Bhakti is covered by Jnana. This bhakti is not pure, or Uttama Bhakti. So such an example is in the life of Prahlad Maharaj. He was a Jnani Bhakta. I mean, I'll spare the long history of Prahlad Maharaj. We just had it, Nrisingha Chaturdasi, and we narrated the pastime of Prahlad and Narsingadev very much. So, although Prahlad Maharaj in the category of Guru also had Narada Muni as his Gurudev, as we heard Dhruva Maharaj did. So Prahlad Maharaj, although a very exalted devotee, and in the example of Krishna Smaranam, Prahlad Maharaj is the personification of remembering Krishna.
Drama players should be ready. In 10 minutes, they should come. They should be ready. After 10 minutes.
And Prahlad Maharaj is also given as example how we should be more tolerant than a tree. And so many different times when Hiranyakashipu was harassing Prahlad Maharaj, throwing him from big mountaintops, throwing him into pots of burning oil, harassed by so many demons, Prabhu Maharaj was always meditating and remembering the Supreme Lord. His Ishtadev, however, was Vishnu. When Lord Nrsingadev came and killed his father for harassing him so much, killing Hiranyakashipu, then Prahlad Maharaj pacified him and sat on his lap. Lord Nrsingadev asked him for a boon, and we heard this narrated. So Prahlad Maharaj, although his Ishtadev was Lord Vishnu, he had no mamata or possessiveness, and his anukul wasn't present, or his seva vritti wasn't progressed to the point where he wanted to offer Lord Nrsingadev even a glass of water or massage his feet, etc. So in this verse of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, although we honor and respect and are taking so many different instructions from the life and service of and devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, because he is covered by the Aishwarya Gyan, or the knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Personality, but his possessiveness and mamata and his istadev as the of an ability to render intimate devotional service to the Lord is not present.
Okay. We will try to explain all these things clearly in San Francisco. Today I will try to give more explanations about Prahlad Maharaj and then Ambarish Maharaj. I think that we will finish up to that. And very sweet drama play will come. And be prepared to come San Francisco. In 3 days classes, I will try to finish all these things that you can have a line of thought of these things. So I request you all, you can come there. One thing more, that tomorrow we want to discuss about book distribution. Nishanta Prabhu, Radhakanta Prabhu, Shyamrani, all others, you should be there present and discuss how easily we can distribute books. About 10. You should do any kirtan. And after that, Krishna's dash, be ready.